Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hello, my name is Felton Wooten, and I'm located in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm your host for the Sunday segment on Inspirational Insights. I'm going to share with you today from my book. It's called My Daddy, the Other Parent, A Series of Letters to Daughters, A Gift of Wisdom and Words of Inspiration, and I hope this will help get your week started off. If you want to find out more about me and some of my books, and especially about this, you can go to feltonwooten.com, and that's feltonwooten.com. This book has a series of letters that I wrote my daughters, and I wrote letters to my daughters since they were 1 year old, and my oldest one is 24, and the youngest one is 18. And I'm going to share two letters. The first one has to do with its entitled name, and I'm starting another book where I'll solicit letters from other parents, and that one is, will speak about angels. So in this letter to my daughter, the one on name, I want you to just think about this. Your name plays a significant part in your life. Have you ever known a person, and when you mention the name, people say, "He's a nice person," or "She's a smart girl," or "He lies all the time," or "She can't be trusted," or "I remember that person as always being late," or "I remember them to be very trustworthy." Some people believe that your name is a formula that describes the personality and soul of the being. Regardless of how you think a name is chosen, or what you learn or believe, keep the integrity of your name. There have been many times in my life that I felt like I haven't done my name justice. When I was once in my life, I would lie a lot because I didn't have the self-esteem and didn't attribute worth to myself, so I didn't put much value to my word. Therefore, I would tell you something and maybe it wasn't true. Sometimes I wanted to make myself look big. Other times I would say things that I thought one wanted to hear. Other times I would promise something and not keep my word. As I grew older and my self-esteem got better, I realized the value of keeping my word and how these qualities were associated with my name. My advice to you is to know the power of your word so that your name keeps its good value. If your name gets tainted, do whatever it takes to restore the value and confidence in your name. Recognize that it is harder to restore your name than to maintain a good name. Be careful of the people you associate with. My grandmother's old saying was that if you lie down with dogs, you may get fleas, or birds of a feather stick together. Remember the value of name. Do whatever it takes to keep a good name and have a name that is associated with the quality, the fitting, to the likeness of our Creator. If your name and its reputation drop, remember that whatever has happened does not mean that you cannot restore your name. Decide on what you will do, how you will achieve the restoration of your name. How your name is viewed by others will be determined largely how your life and how others may treat you. And at the end of each one of my letters to my daughters, I always gave them an assignment. And in this one I said, "What did you do today to maintain your good name? And what did you do today to prevent yourself from publicly or needlessly exposing the imperfection of someone else's name?" Now, the next letter I'll read to you is one that I'm compiling, and I've interviewed several people on the subject of angels. Today I want to write to you on a subject that we have not discussed often. We do it in a fleeting conversation. The subject I wish to discuss with you is the subject of angels. And again, remember, I write these in the format of letters to my daughters. Angels are personal spiritual beings having aspects of intelligence, emotions, and will. This is true of both the good and evil angels. Angels possess intelligence, show emotions, and demonstrate that they have wills. When your grandmother was living, and in the early stages of dementia, she wandered off twice. While people and family searched for her frantically each time, she was brought back to her original apartment by a stranger in a red Cadillac. Twice this happened. She was miles away from the assisted living facility, and it seemed like it was a coincidence that she was always brought back to the apartment by a lady in a red Cadillac. When asked, the two strangers said, "We saw her and she needed a ride, and we brought her to the apartment." And then they drove off. Each time, family members said, "The guardian angels brought her home." I want you to remember that our Creator sends angels to us. They're different kinds of angels, and they help and communicate with us differently. Some communicate by thought transference or send a powerful message that may stun us to act or just make us feel like we can't ignore the suggestion. Recently, I was traveling, and I stopped by this log cabin center, and I sat there as I waited for the sales rep to get to me. They were talking to another customer. And as they were flipping through the pictures of the different log cabins and looking at the rooms inside of the cabins, the other customer said, "Oh, someone is sitting in that chair." As you looked closely, you could see what appeared like a medium-sized bubble. And remember, this is a photograph. The customer said, "This is an orb." We were all surprised. But as we all looked, without straining, there was a bubble, or what is called an orb, in the corner of the chair. The customer also told stories of how her son sees angels all the time. Even when he took pictures on the football field, you can notice different poses and expressions. And he said the angels were there with him. My last letter on angels is I interviewed this gentleman, and his name was John. And John's mother had suffered for the last few days before passing, and it was very difficult for her to breathe. John had parted from the church and pretty much didn't believe that God or a higher power existed. He was so tired of seeing his mother suffer, and he sat by her bed 3 days and three nights in a row. Finally, in a tearful state, he got up and went to her bedside and said to his mother, "I don't want you to suffer anymore. It's okay for you to pass on." Just as he said that, his nose started to really bleed. And his mother's friend was sitting there holding her hand, and she said, "Look on that nightstand across the room, and you can find some tissue." John made about five steps to the nightstand, pulled two tissues out of the box, and turned back to his mother. And as he turned back to his mother, he saw a tall, transparent creature with wings. The wings reached almost to the floor. The angel was bending toward his mother, and he could see his mother's spirit rising out of her body, holding the angel's hand. And then in a flash, they were gone. He said to his mother's friend, "She's gone." She said, "No, she's not." However, before she could hardly finish that sentence, his mother took her last breath. John sat down just to think about what he had seen and overwhelmed with emotions of his mother's death. As he got in his car about an hour later, he thought and called Margaret, his mother's friend, and asked if she saw anything odd before his mother took her last breath. She said no. He then explained what he had seen and asked, "Well, why didn't you see the angel?" Margaret replied, "I already believe in a higher power. You needed to see and experience to make you believe again in a higher power. I share these thoughts with you as you begin your week. Think about your name and how you want to maintain the integrity of your name. Think about also what you may say about others and what you may then choose not to say so that you don't needlessly expose the imperfection of someone else's name. I also just want you to think about, as you start this week, remember that our Creator sends lots of help to us in many kinds of ways. And just as you heard the stories of the angels, this is a subject matter sometimes that we don't really talk about. And the letters to my daughters were a way that things that I thought about and things that I knew I could share with them, and I could take the time. So I'm always encouraging people to write letters to young people, give them words of wisdom, because wisdom goes to our grave and we don't often have the opportunity to share it. And with the angels, just like we saw some tangible things, like when I was at the cabin, the log cabin place, looking at that chair, and you could see that little bubble, an orb. And again, I knew what an orb was. So again, that's a sign. But then the last powerful story of a man who had really lost touch with his Creator. And then at the a moment when his mother was passing, he twirled around and looked towards her. He could see the angel. He could see his mother's spirit holding the angel's hand as they were leaving. So know that angels are with us, guardian angels are with us. Our Creator sends them to us. Be attuned and listen to whispers, because they speak to us and guide us and give us inspiration. These are the inspirational insights I'd like to share with you as you start your week. And as big thinkers, just realize there's lots of help around. And as you start the week, I want to just leave you with a song and just give some thought to what I've shared with you. Have a great week.
to make me from you.
My heart.
Hey, that's what I want you to do.
My heart.
Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your heart.